This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A class action lawsuit employees brought against Denver-based Frontier Airlines is proceeding. A federal judge denied the company's attempt to dismiss it. The lawsuit alleges the airline discriminates against flight attendants and others who are pregnant and nursing mothers. Juno Turner is an attorney with Towards Justice, representing the plaintiffs.
Our clients are excited to move forward and continue in that process and move the case toward a potential resolution, not just for them, but for the many other women who were subject to these policies.
The lawsuit was filed in 2019. A spokesperson for Frontier says the company does not comment on pending litigation. The latest fundraising numbers are in for Colorado's congressional delegation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrat Michael Bennett, who faces re-election next year, raised more than $1.7 million in the second quarter, giving him almost $2.3 million cash on hand. On the House side, Republican Lauren Boebert hauled in $949,000, bringing her campaign coffers to over $1 million. Democrat Ed Perlmutter raised $161,000. Republicans hope to flip his seat, but Perlmutter has more than $1 million in his campaign war chest. Republican Doug Lamborn raised the least, $54,000, half of that coming from political action committees. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
For Metro Denver, a slight chance for overnight thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. Right now in Denver, 86 degrees. This is CPR News.